It's many Svarim brief from the Arizal that the word Pesach is a neutrikin for two words of Pesach. And indeed on Pesach we do a lot of things with our mouths. A lot of achila, matzah and morer, shtiyas dalet koisos, a lot of talking, sibitzias mitzrayim, that mitzvah deraisa. And when we deal with the mouth, there's also a shaila that comes up, a shaila that came up probably about 125 years ago, began, and that is about kashering the mouth and the different things and apparatuses in the mouth for Pesach. It's really a shaila for all year round, and the shaila began with people who had dentures, false teeth. What's the din if somebody has dentures? Does he need a separate pair for basar and for cholov? It's a good shaila. So, Baruch Hashem, for most of us here, we don't have that shaila. At least, not yet. About false teeth, but certainly, many of us have that shaila legabe braces, legabe crowns, bridges. And everybody has a shayla gabe cavities. Everybody has cavities and fillings, and they fill it with some material. And why isn't that material a shayla that is baileya from the basar that you eat? And then the next day you eat chalov, you have a shayla basar b'chalov. Blias go in, it absorbs the flavor, and it comes out the next time you eat something hot. That's the shayla that, again, was... about 125, 130 years ago, was dealt with. You could ask, what about stam teeth? Why isn't it a problem of teeth itself? And some places can also feel that teeth have a duch de sakina. Just like we know that the Shulchan Aruch brings in Siman Tzadik Vav that when you cut something with a knife and it's a sharp item, even if it's all cold, blias can go in. So you eat something, even if it was cold, but then the next day you eat a radish, or you eat an onion, and you bite down with your teeth. That's like dukha de sakina, that's like pushing with a knife. And many places come all the teeth that have the same thing as dukha de sakina. So why isn't it a problem of regular teeth that it should be a shayla of basar b'chalav? So there, places can speak out, the Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, the Bezin of Lavov, speaks out that... which many places can say, it's brought into Pesach Teshuva as well, Agabi, other things, that Baalei Chayim are not Baileya. A Baal Chai is not Baileya. Even if you want to see how hot, let's say you make hot chocolate downstairs, and you want to see how hot it is, and you put your finger in and you burn yourself, could you let it eat the hot chocolate? Could you drink it? Eyes are Basar B'Cholav. Your finger is Basar. So why isn't it Shalom Basar B'Cholav? Your Basar is Parv? Really? Why isn't it a basar? Ishus cholov. That's befat by cholov ishus taka, not cholov. What? Well, of a person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh huh. Right, even the stam the bli of vasa, it could be a hot tea.
Yeah.
Also. So there, the consensus of the place is lamaisa that if a person is alive, not shavas, even manachai, if a limb came off, but if a person is alive, the consensus of the place is that balei chayim are not beleya. So therefore, for the teeth, natural teeth, is not a problem because it's not beleya. If it's not beleya, it's not pale, it's not a shayla. But when you're talking about something that was put into the mouth, you put in dentures or something like that, it certainly is a shayla. What? Oh, so we'll see. That's a good point. Maybe it's not yatsa lettuce, but it's a darke tshuva and simen peites, sivkon yud aleph, That's in Hilchos Bas B'Cholov. He says that anybody who asks me, I tell them, Yaroy L'chol Yori Shemayim, they should have Shinayim Shel Basar and Shel Cholov. You should have two sets of dentures. And a third for Pesach. Kol Shkin L'Pesach Roy L'Hachmir Lasis L'Chodoshim V'chein Yodati Mikama Anoshim Yirei Hashem Shenazorim B'Zeh. I know talking to many people that are careful about this. And they have two sets of false teeth, one for Bas, one for Cholov, and another one for Pesach. And indeed, the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Tes Simon Chofei, when he talks about this Shaila, brings some a sefer Chochli Yisrael, who was an Av Bezdin in Hungary, and then he came over to Yerushalayim. The sefer was printed a few times. One of the times it was printed by Rabbi Chaim Zonnefeld. He was matfis this sefer. And he says, I already know for years, I heard that the Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubavitcher, used to have, he went to the doctor to make a special set, separate teeth for Basar and for Cholov. But he has a Shaila, he says, but that's Heichad the Efshir, say someone who could do it, someone who could afford to have that, two or three pairs, they're not so cheap. So for them it was okay, but well, what if someone can't afford it? So that was his aura. But you see, people did that, and the shaila is, what's the heta for people who are not machmer like this and don't have separate ones? So the Dakhi Tshuva brings from a shaila Tshuva Shaila Shalom that says it's not a shaila at all. Why? Because the way they make these teeth are they're kosher vishia. That means they're hard and they're smooth, and therefore they're not beileya at all. He tines the Napeleia. And the Dakhi Tshuva writes that one time he was in Wien and he met a doctor, a Reife Mumche, a dentist he was, and he made these teeth, and he asked him a seal of Vitumoi, and he says, no, this is something they bring from America, and it's the Teva is, it's Napeleia. It's Napeleia. He says, Mamela, that's why Mikra didn't want to be a problem, because it's not Beleia. So even if we'll give that false teeth, would not be Beleia, it could be that those days were made out of something different. Nowadays, I believe they're made out of plastic, or certainly a plastic composite. There's parts of it is plastic, or even metal. And we know plastic and metal are Zichr Beleia. So you wouldn't have that Heter. In addition to that, we have a Shaila, which is more pertinent to us, and that is, if you have a cap that's made out of gold or silver, or fillings that are made out of with silver, or you have braces, that's certainly something Beleia. Metal we know is Beleia. There's no shaila about that. So that wouldn't be a heter to rely on the fact that what the Peskim of Amol spoke about, that these things are not Beleia. The types of issues we're talking about certainly is Beleia. So there's a tshuva in the Marsham. And the Marsham is in Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin. With these, talking about if someone eats hot, either basar and cholov hot from a kli rishon, is there any heter that it wouldn't be a problem of blius? So the Marsham really comes with three heterim. Heter number one, he says, the stomach of the food is not yatzah lettuce by. The food itself is not so hot. Then he says, even though it's like a big machlokes achronim, what the shear of yatzeh lettuce by? Is it kashir shkreise sholtinik nichve, that a baby would be burnt, or is it a higher temperature? It's a big shaila about that. He says, but we could rely that the food that we eat is not yatzeh lettuce by. That's heta number one. Heta number two, and we see from other tshuvas, he's only relying on all the tsirufin that he has. Heta number two, he brings a very interesting Chamud de Daniel, which actually the Pische Tshuva in Simin Kufay, Svekon Ches, brings this Chamud de Daniel halacha. Dorach HaShulchan also brings this Chamud de Daniel halacha. And that is as follows. Chamud de Daniel holds that you could only have a problem of blios, of flavor going into a kli only if it remains there for some amount of time. Doesn't do the exact shear, but it has to be somewhat amount of waiting period in order to be Beleia. But something that's put in and taken out right away, Lamarshal, a person is cooking up a chicken soup, boiling pot of chicken soup, and takes a milk of a ladle by mistake and is going to stir it and sticks it in, and a second later realizes, oy vey, it's milk, he spills it out right away. The Rosh Hashulchan would say, it's not Beleia, you don't have to kasher it. Why? Because it didn't remain in there any amount of time. So based on this, Chamud Daniel also, he says, when you drink something hot, obviously it doesn't stay in your mouth for any length of time, and therefore it's not a problem. A lot of issues with this heter, but for starters, what do you do with something that's a solid and you're chewing it? It's certainly in your mouth for a good few seconds, right? It could be 20, 30 seconds a person's in his mouth. So how are you going to deal with that? No, the Barsham was dealing with the Shaila that he was asked. And then the third thing is, he's talking about a Kli Rishon over there. He says, no, if it's in a Kli Sheni, we know Kli Sheni is not Beleya, is not Maflur Mavliya. Kli Sheni is not hot enough that it should be able to give Bleyas into something else. So this is basically his three Atayrim. Number one says the Marsham, that it could be, it's not Yatzei Lettuce Bay, it's not the temperature of this Yatzei Lettuce Bay. Number two, you have the Chavud de Daniel, that it doesn't remain in the mouth for any length of time, that it could be Beleya, it goes down quickly. And number three, if it's a Kli Sheni, you're lie in the head of Kli Sheni. No, Kli Sheni.
In the mouth,
Kli Sheni,
no?
It means erically. No, you pour it from a Kli Rishon into a Kli Sheni, and then you drink straight from that. The cup is a Kli Sheni.
You want something in your mouth, not in your cup, to become that's even more
like a... With Iri, once it's Iri into your mouth, Iri Kli Sheni, so maybe only Kli Shlishi. Okay. If you're eating something with a spoon. Yeah. If you're eating something with a spoon. So maybe you're lying on that. So the truth is, this heter from the Chamud of Daniel, it sounds like an interesting heter. And certainly, Yeshal Milismach, if it's something, let's say, you wouldn't be able to kasher, you stuck a spoon, milk spoon, that wouldn't be able to be kashered. Certain materials you can't kasher. So you have this Chamud Daniel to rely on. But to rely on that as lechatchila, that will be the heter, is a bissel shver. Why? Because first of all, many achrayim disagree with this Chamud Daniel. His whole rai is really from a diak in a Rashi in Chulin. The Yad Yehuda is chelik on the whole diak in the Rashi. Says a different pshat, and the Darchei Tshuva in Simen Kufay Sifkon Samachay brings kama achrayim that disagree with the Chamud Daniel. And one rai interesting was neged to Pesach is that one of the rais he brings is that we know when you kasher something. Everybody kashers things in their house. Even you're not kashering from treif to kosher, from basar from chametz to Pesach, but certainly people kasher. The mini kasher bechers. So people kasher things. So big shaila is, how long do you have to leave the item in the water? Is there a zman? Could you put it in and take it out right away? What's the din? So the Torah writes that in Siman Tofnun Beis, the Taz brings this Ifkan Beis with Shem Dator, that you put it in and take it out right away. No problem. Put it in and take it out. So the Taz says, Mashmi, because Beleya Upelet Meyad, as soon as you put it in, all the bleas go out, see if you can take it out right away. And the Taz says, no, you shouldn't do that. The Taz says, Yesh Tizor Shalei Lamar Lohitzi. So the Taz says, you should wait a little bit. Stomach, 5-10 seconds is more than enough. So the Darchei Tshuva says, you see, this is the machlokes. The machlokes, the Torah and the Taz, whether something is beileya immediately or not, you see what they pass by, Hagolas Kelim, will be this machlokes, the Chamud of Daniel on the other Achrayim. So even if you want to say that's Taker Pshat, but he says, but the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that even the Taz only said it Lechumra. The Taz meant Lechumra, leave it in for a few seconds, don't take it out right away. But even the Taz is maskim that Bliyas go in and out right away. And the Mishnah Berurah also in Siman Tofnun Beis, of Kon Lamed Beis, says, the Mikra Adin, you put the Kli in, you take it out right away, you Zichra have a Kosher Kli. So you see from there that the Peskim, the Achrein and Paskin, indeed, that Bleas happened right away. You don't have any. You don't need any span of time to remain in your mouth.
Could be a
gola,
not a Rashi, not
talking about
a gola.
Right, somebody a
Tipas Cholov,
yeah?
Could be a gola, it's more
possible
that
Bleas
come in right away.
Why? Because it's the hot water?
Stronger. A gola, I mean, it's a different process. It's not the same process.
I mean, that tipas cholov in the bus, we're talking about a bus that was cooking up in the fire.
Same as agola, same process.
It's a piece of meat cooking on the fire, right? It says Rashi is a near or kisa miyat. If you menaya right away before the chin, Rashi is mash before the bli of cholov has a chance to get into the basa. It's because on food, not in the water. Okay. And his other heter, Marsham's other heter was, it's not Yatzei Lettuce Boy, but he himself says, Lamai says, different sheet, this is what Yatzei Lettuce Boy is. And if you hold it, it's a much lower temperature, so there are things certainly that we eat at that temperature. Although that heter we find from Ramosha also, Trasad, there's one shuva in all the vigorous Moshe, and it was Stam, it was a big shaila that somebody asked him. It was a Rav in Brooklyn who asked him a shaila. He writes a long tshuva, the guy with that shaila. To the end, last paragraph, and what you asked me about, false teeth, it's not a problem. Why? He says, because, bedover shinayim toisavos, false teeth, shashesa cholav reiseach, poshut shemashi yuchal ahachnes lepiv, loy nechshev reiseach lebliya. Tu pochus miyatse lettuce boy, and therefore ain lochus lebliya, ba shinayim elala be'en. You only have to worry about Ben, so wash your mouth that well. And as Ramesh says, the davar pashut, anything that you put into your mouth is not yatzel it is, but if something you're able to put into your mouth, it's certainly not so hot. And the Chazay Nish also, in the Archas Rabbeinu Chelek Beis, bring from the Chazay Nish, that certainly, he says, you don't have to kash it for Pesach. Why? Because anything that you put into your mouth is already klisheni, upachiz mizeh, and certainly, you're not putting something so hot in your mouth. Now, who are we to argue on the Chazei Nish and Hagain Ramesha? However, if you think about it, I think the Metzius is not like that. No one has to admit it, but no one ever put hot lasagna into the mouth and you couldn't close your mouth because it was too hot and you were like taking deep breaths so you shouldn't burn yourself, right? Right? Or good festa hot cholent that you put into your mouth. So, if we could say this, Ramesha and the Chazei Nish didn't do such a thing. That if it was too hot, that they would have to get air into their mouth so they shouldn't burn themselves. They didn't take something that was so hot. They bring from the stipler that he bechlal never ate something that was so hot that he would have a shayla like this because of chametz and Pesach. So he never ate anything that was so hot. So it's you talking, they never ate something so hot. But I think we could be made that certainly we eat things that are yatzei lettuce. Yatzei lettuce, even not the lowest sheet of yatzei lettuce. And it can happen by a lasagna, which is mamish cheese, and it can happen by basar. So it's true, these aren't a cliche, but we know that a dover gush, when you're talking about something that's a solid, the Poskim and the Shach passes like that in some kufay passes like the Marshal the Wamachman that a dover gush, something that's a solid, even if it's a cliche, it's not on the pot that you cooked it in. It was transferred to a second pot, and even from to a cliche, it's called man that it's yatzei lettuce, but because a dover gush retains the heat for so much longer, it always would have a din of a cliche, and always has a din that it could be by leia and pilate. So certainly there are food items I think we know that we put into our mouth that are way too hot to eat, and people put in, why don't they wait? Because they're hungry already and they want to taste it, so they put it in the mouth and then they realize it's too hot. The second bite already is okay, but it's certainly the shyness like that of chametz all year round would come up. So Grady heard in Tresanta Pshat that maybe that Ramosha, this is Shmuel first from Chicago, wanted to say, maybe Pshat and Ramosha was that Legabe Hagola, the Mechaber Paskins in Ilchus Pesach, Simen Tof Nun Aleph Sivov, that by Hagola you go after Rav Tashmishai. Means any Keli, if most of the time you only use it as a cliche or klishlishi. Well, most of the time you use it for cold. Even though you could be, sometimes it was used for hot, you don't have to kash it like it was used as a klimishin. You go back to Rav Tashmishai. It's a chiddush. The Shulchan Aruch passes, you have to Rav Tashmishai. Most of the time you use it for cold, or most of the time you use it only as a klisheni, you just have to kash it as a klisheni, or if it's used for cold, you wouldn't have to kash it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch passes. The problem is the Ramah is chaylik. The Ramah says, Yesh Machmirin. that even if it was used for coal, besintla fa'am and mishtamshim mechamin, you have to kashrut v'chein oigin. Certainly, lagabe pesach v'chein oigin. However, the Mishabura says, but the Yeved rely on the Shulchan Aruch, but the Yeved rely on the Dairy Shoina. So it could be that's the Pshat and the Ramesh and the Chazanish. As Avada, maybe they also agree that Amol, you put something that's so piping out in your, out, in your mouth that it could be Yatse, let us buy it by Leia. But since Rav Tashmishay of the mouth is not for Dvarim, so the Yatse, let us buy, maybe that's why they make it like that. Right. Right. No, I'm asking, but no, once you have it, once you have it, that it happened once, so then the blias are there.
That's not really me. I'm saying it could be a concept
of the one in the desert. If milk fell into your fleshy pot only one time, about you have to kasher it. Right? So we're talking about it's chametz, a hot chametz, went into the person's mouth one time. So when he's now eating on Pesach, he's drinking a hot tea on Pesach, bleias are coming out. No, there's not a verdict zayir. There's not. That's the gabe. How you kasher, you're allowed to kasher it in a lower way. Because the bleias that are coming out, we say you're the most of the bleias that got in, are they, let's say, klisheni, will come out of the klisheni.
The whole
Ah, so you're saying could be that since it's so not shchiach that a person would eat something so hot, and even when it happened, only happened once in a while, so Chazal never would go easy, you have to kasher your mouth. Ah, so that last chur is a new svara that nobody ever said, right? I'm saying the Gedolei Achrayim all deal with it, and that's what I say. It's not hot enough. It's not by leia. They're dealing with the shaila. Well, my sablias go in, and even when I say like I have natural teeth, but you're talking about things that were put in there. They weren't going. Braces are a keli. Why is it different than the other keli? It's a regular keli, the ma'aser. But that's the Ramesh and the Chazanish. They tie that it's not hot enough to be Baileya, and therefore you wouldn't have to kasher it. And they're talking even like Abba Pesach, you wouldn't have to kasher it. In Tofresh Sadivov, 1936, Shlomo Zalman was a younger man of about 26 years old, and he wrote a letter to the Chazanish. The Chazanish had just come to Teretz Yisrael 3 years before that. Could be he never even heard of him until recently before he wrote that letter, but then Shane, he heard about the Chazanish, and he wrote him a letter, a long letter about this Shaila. And he says, I please answer me, because it's Nagat to me. And I asked, he says, I remember last Pesach I had the Shaila, and I asked one of the Gedolei Amorim here in Yerushalayim, and he blibed the Shveri out of Suffolk, and then I forgot about it for the whole year, but now I'm remembering again, and he's writing the letter on Dalet Nisan, is Alti Shivei Nureikom. He says, I need a tshuva, I have to know what to do. But then Rabbi Shlomo Zalman goes into a whole lengthy Shaila, tshuva of this Shaila, back and forth, all of the different studim of why you could kasher it, why you don't have to kasher it, etc. And he goes through a few of the studim that the Achrenim had mentioned. So, first of all, he says, even if you want to say legabe these the teeth, legabe dentures is not a problem. He says, what do you do with fillings? And what do you do with crowns? And those certainly should be a problem. He says people have crowns made out of gold or silver. Certainly what they used to make them out of. Maybe now they do it a little differently. And people who have that in the mouth, what are you going to do? It's obviously something you can't take out of your mouth. And he says it's a davar pashut that the beleak is shar kalim. Then the taina, he says, there was like other achrayim has spoken out, that the food is not yatzei lettuce bay. So he says that also ain't lahakil because it's not yatzei lettuce mistama. He says it's certainly hot enough that yatzei lettuce bay because that's if you go hot teinach ladas asevim mishu yatzei lettuce is biyad odem benini. Then it's not a problem yatzei lettuce. But if you go with kol shekreisei shaltinik nichve, then Avadis Yatzeh Lettuce Bay says people do put their food into the mouth, that's sheer. The sheer Yatzeh Lettuce Bay. So in other words, if you want a taina, that's your heter, because any food you put in your mouth is not Yatzeh Lettuce Bay, he says then you're dealing with a big machlokes in the what the sheer of Yatzeh Lettuce Bay in. So that's what you're going to rely on. Every time you're relying, yeah, I had the taka had chametz, but I didn't get to the highest sheer of Yatzeh Lettuce Bay, it's 160 degrees. Yeah, but it could have been 98 degrees. It could have been 104 degrees, which is Yatzeh Lettuce Bay, it could have become a place. Then he has the time that we mentioned that you have the food in the klisheni. So he says that too. Then we know that the marshal. The sheet of the marshal is the shach paskins la halacha, as you mentioned before. That's hold anything that's a dover gush, you have to be machba. That's the dina kekli rishain. So he says, therefore, if a person eats lakshin kugel, yeah, that's so hot that's still yatzeh lettuce bay. It's smoking when it's on the plate, and you eat that. He says, you have a dina yatzeh lettuce bay. It's lakshin, it's chametz. You put it into your mouth. You should have blias of chametz in your mouth. In addition to that, even if you want to say it's a klisheni, and this, by the way, the Marsham and the Sheila Sholim, who both want to be maker le'inyan Basar and Cholov, they're both machbe le'inyan Pesach. Why? Because the Ramah passes le'inyan Pesach will machbe even a klisheni, meaning that even blias that only came into a klisheni or came about through a klisheni were machbe on Pesach. So Zogt Reb Shlomo Zalman, he doesn't really quote the Marsham with the Sheila Sholim, but he says, but we know that legabe Pesach will machmer even a blias of a klisheni. And again, this is really what the Marsham and the Sheila Sholim also said. Like, Abbe Pesach, he had to machmer on a blias of a klisheni. So therefore, even though these items are in a klisheni, and for Basar and Cholov, you can be makel that it's not Peleya, but like Abbe Pesach and blias of Chametz, even if the food was in a klisheni, and then you put it into your mouth, we see that we're machmer because of a chumra of Chametz. A last heter, he says, maybe that you would want to say, which also he rejects, is that by the time you eat anything, it's not ben yomi anymore. This maybe could have by basar and cholov, if you waited a day between the hot basar and the hot cholov, which is most of the time the case. And legabe Pesach also, good, some person had hot chametz, but he had hot chametz last week, and now it's Pesach, so it's really not nice, it's not a ben yomi. We know anything that's a day old is nice dam levgam. It's not giving any good taste into the place where it's coming out, and the blias are coming out. But he says that too is a big shaila, because the Mechaber brings down two dayas, and Lamaisi says, Pesach. So all of these hatayrim would be good hatayrim for basar and cholov, and that's why everybody knows that you don't know anybody that kashers their mouth between basar and cholov. You don't know anybody that has two sets of false teeth. But legabe, and even people who have braces, you know, they're not machmir not to eat hot basar and then hot chalav, because you rely on all of these heterim. Maybe it's not yatzeh lettuce bay, it's a klisheni, maybe it's really a main ben yemi, it's nice to tam lefgam, but legabe Pesach, none of these heterim would work. So Shlomo Zalman then comes up with an interesting heter that nobody else ever said, except he brings it from a line in the Chedushei Chsam Sofer Techulin. He says, not clear what the Chsam Sofer means, but this is what he means, he says. And then also he found the Darkei Tshuva quotes a Chsav Sofer that found Bekisrei Aviv such a Svara. And he says, the Svara is that anything that is in the mouth for even a short amount of time after you ate it already, it becomes Miskalkel Umisapesh. Machmas roiv havla de puma, because of the natural heat within a person's mouth and the chemicals going out through a person's mouth and reacting with the food, it automatically, any blias that are in the person's mouth become automatically nisapesh. Nisapesh me'achilas odam, and even maybe me'achilas kelev. The Meili says that's why it's not a problem with any blias in a person's mouth. Why? Because anything within a person's mouth, within a few hours, the blias that were there are totally rancid. They're not royal achilas adam or achilas kelev. And even though machmer on pesach v'nei stam lefgam, that's only if it's if it's a good time, but it's reacting with the other thing, is the time of gam. But something that's nifsam achilas chalav, that the chalal pogum, Prima Gondim says, is not going to be a problem even on Pesach. So he says, this he found in the Chassam Sefer. Again, it's not clear what the Chassam Sefer means, but when he has deity, this is what he means to say. That the Michael within the mouth becomes nisapeshu miskalkel, and for that reason he says, even legabe Pesach, you wouldn't have to worry about it. He says, that's the svar he wants to say, b'vadover tzorach hechre. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman concludes that it would be better, nochen ma'oid, that a person before Pesach should take a cup of hot water, the hottest of any Michael that he had eaten throughout the year that he could imagine, chometz that he ate, and make it at least that hot, and kosher his mouth with that hot water. That's what he says to do. Tzveitens, he says another thing to do, is that a person who has any of these crowns or braces or fillings made out of silver, etc., in their mouth, it's best that they shouldn't eat any hot chometz before Pesach, within 24 hours before Pesach. As is brought also in the Emes LeYaakov and Shulchan Aruch, that they say, Rabbi Yaakov said over, that Avada, a person should not eat any hot chametz within 24 hours of the Zman Isra Achilas Chametz, which is this year Friday morning, Erev Pesach, sometime in the morning, 10 or 11 o'clock. A person ready the day before should not eat any hot chametz to have the Shaila, that's what Rabbi Yaakov also had said. Now we mentioned before also, in the Orchas Rabbeinu he brings from the Stipler also, you shouldn't eat anything hot, any hot chametz within 24 hours before the Zman Isra Achila, and the Stipler was knowing himself, he didn't need anything that would have a Shaila of even being Yatzei lettuce boy. So our Koponim, to just summarize the Shittas here that we had spoken out, is as follows. Is the Marsham says that for all year round it's not a problem, Bas B'cholov, but Pesach it is. Zok to Marsham, what you do for Pesach, one has dentures, what should he do? He says you take them out and kasher them with Iroi Kli Rishon. That's the Marsham Paskin. So even though it was make Legabe all year round, Legabe Pesach, he said do Iroi Kli Rishon. Obviously that doesn't work on braces, etc., but for false teeth. The Shevet HaLevi has a few tshuvas to gabi this, chelak alav, simen kuf mem alav, chelak dalad, simen ayin dalad, and he says if you're worried that Iroi Kli Rishon could maybe ruin the dentures, ruined whatever you're trying to kasher, so you can be makel to be do it kasher in the kli sheni. But also says the Gabi Pesach, a person should kasher their dentures and you can do it in a kli sheni. We mentioned from the Grismation, the Chazainish, they held Bechalal, you don't have a problem, they're not worried, they're not concerned at all, there's Beilea, and therefore you just have to wash it out well. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you should kasher your mouth with hot water, drink hot water as hot as you can take, and as hot as it would be hotter than anything that you eaten through the year, and then that's sufficient. In the new chelik of Nishma Savram, he brings the following. He says, Kosovli agoin Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, she'ucha lichtev bishmoy, I can write in his name, she'u ne'ilin akosim heitev, he cleans out his mouth well, u'lahagel oisim bere Pesach, beklirishin shechoy mamayim u'berach shivim mila Celsius. That the false teeth, he takes it out, and he puts it into a klirishin of 70 degrees, which is about 160 degrees Fahrenheit. He says, more than that, certainly no person eats food hotter than that. He says, he's pegging the mayim tchila, he puts a little bit of kerosene into the mayim, so he doesn't have to worry about not kashering some within 24 hours. So Shlomo Zalman told him, he could write in my name that I kash my false teeth with Kli Rishon. So you have, the Marsham says, Ira Kli Rishon, Shevet HaLevi says, Kli Sheni is enough, Shlomo Zalman did a Kli Rishon Mamish, but mentioned before that Shlomo Zalman says how you kash your mouth from the other things. So certainly, obviously you can't put the braces or other thing else in a Kli Rishon, so you'll have to kash him out the other way. And like we mentioned before, many Pesim Taka say that one who has braces or crowns should be careful not to eat any hot chametz within 24 hours of the Zman Iser chametz. Is Adkan the Halacha L'maisa from this issue? Just as a side note, really, as an addendum to this Maisa, is very interesting. This tshuva from Shlomo Zalman was from Ksav Yad, which they printed later in the Chelek Beis of Mincha Shleima. It wasn't printed in the Bechayev. What's interesting is that he wrote this letter to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish never wrote him back. 8 years later, 1944, he was in the publishing house because he was publishing one of his farm called Madani Eretz on Inyanei Shemitah and Hilchas Hatluyos Baretz. And he meets in the Beis HaTfus, he meets Rabbi Shmayo Greineman, a nephew of the Chazon Ish. So he says, Shalom Aleichem, who are you? What are you doing here? So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, I'm here, I'm printing a sefer. So what sefer? It's Madani Oretz. What's it on? It's on in Yoni Shmita. He says, are you talking? Are you gemar? It's printing a sefer on in Yoni Zvor Matluim Baretz. He never even spoke to my uncle about any of it. He says, who's your uncle? He says, it's Chazon Ish. He says, I'll tell you the MS. 8 years ago, I wrote a letter to the Chazon Ish, and I never got a tshuva. So I thought he doesn't answer tshuvas, so I didn't write him anymore. So Reb Shmaryo Greineman says, what? What did he tell me? He writes to everybody who writes him. He writes back a tshuva. He says, well, what was the tshuva? What did you write him about? He says, I wrote him all about false teeth. Then he gives a big smile. He says, oh, that tshuva, I remember. It was on the Chazon Ish's table several times. We discussed it. People who came in, he donned the whole sugya back and forth. But he says, he looked at him, he said, what should I do? He says, look, a person from Shalayim sent this to me, even a Gantzit Shuva, and he's asking that I should give him my daya. He says, my Yitin, my Yosef. He says, you wrote a whole Shuva already, what can I add to it? So Mele, he didn't answer back. Is Reb Shlomo Zalman had charota. His whole life he had charota that he made a mistake, he had a toast. He thought the Chazon Ish doesn't answer back, and he mentioned to people after that, he says, you see, this 8 years went by and there were so many sugyas that I had shver that I could have found out, it could have been mevar from the Chazon Ish, and I lost all that opportunity. We know after that he started writing again to the Chazon Ish because there's letters back and forth that had already been printed in Cheshlem Mechelik Aleph. But he says that he had charot about that he didn't realize that. Interesting, to take a Musa Haskell. He asked the Chazon Ish, Al Tishivenu Reikum, and answer me back, and he didn't get a tshuva, so he stopped asking. He says, we use our mouth, Pesach, we use our mouth to mispal to Rabbeinu Shleilam. And I'm old, we daven. But the Rabbeinu Shleilam didn't answer. She knew, I guess he doesn't want to answer me, so we stop davening. No, it's a toy. The Rabbeinu Shleilam answers everybody. Shouldn't make that same mistake. And Avada, we should keep davening. Even if we daven for something that hasn't been answered, we see from this mice as well, it's the Rabbeinu Shleilam is never Meshiv Reikam.